Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about, regardless of facts, as you can well see, they are illegally pushing forward this agenda, and they have nothing concerning law to back up their moves. Okay, so that makes it illegal. Okay, I just want to make sure everybody understood that. Before we get into that, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can book us there, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Anything and everything you need to know about us, our links are on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, our educational materials are all available. We also got a brand new page called Equipping the Saints, which shows you the My War series, which was aired for 42 weeks on national television, as well as in Minneapolis, St. Paul here for some time. We also have links over to that of our Parler page, also over to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, this is where I'd like to bring you, is you will find 10 to 15 articles every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe. Subscribe. We're also on Rumble. That's a live link, friends, and it's interesting how exponentially that page is growing. It really is. It's interesting if you put it in comparison or in contrast with that of other social media platforms. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, we've done away with a long time ago because they're worthless. They're an arm of the government. So is Facebook and so is Google. This is all government controlled, just for the record. But it's interesting how they're dwindling our numbers on Facebook and Twitter while they were growing exponentially up to the numbers of a million. Even on YouTube, we had videos that were touching on a million per video, and all of a sudden they just pulled the plug. So if you go over to Facebook and you see our social media platforms over there from sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. We're growing like crazy on Rumble and other social media platforms, but when it comes to the Facebook and to YouTube, I'll tell you what, friends, it is the oversight on those criminally is so incredibly bad, real bad, to say the least. But again, if you look at the numbers, you're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. Facebook, YouTube cannot justify what they do here, friends, in any sense of the word. But if you're a modern-day conservative, you're controlled opposition, and you don't threaten the status quo of what you call, friends, well, everybody says they're sick and tired of the establishment. Well, these people aren't a threat to the establishment because they're a part of the establishment. And that's why we call it controlled opposition, because that's exactly what they are. They're controlled opposition. They're not looking for change. They're caught up into that language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. And end of story. It really is. But when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go ahead and sign up. You see the social media platforms there. My show and Tim's show in the morning. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the front page there, refreshing even now. And when you go over there, join us on social media platforms. With that said, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you this really quick because I think you're going to enjoy this. This is something the mainstream media doesn't want you to see once again, but I'm here to show you what they don't want you to see. It's called Brand NewTube, and this is a woman that recently went in to get her shot. Now, don't pay attention to the woman as much as you want to pay attention to the woman behind her who all of a sudden gets her vaccination, right, that everybody's got to get. And look what happens to her. Just go ahead and check this out. Look behind her. You're on social media platforms. They got a camera up to a large woman's face with a mask on getting her vaccination. It's all a propaganda piece, probably crisis actors. But if you look behind the woman that's selling the vaccination, one woman just got the vaccination, and she's following, she fell over from her chair having a seizure. And, of course, they don't want you to see that kind of information because it doesn't line up with their propaganda. Again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God here, okay? Now, what's also interesting, friends, is I got this on my phone today, and it's you can rest assured it's happening across the country. But regardless of the status quo, statistics on CDC that they have given out concerning side effects and adverse side effects and even deaths concerning those that have been vaccinated, it's interesting that this came up on an app on live stream. Okay, so they're paying for all of this on taxpayer dollar. But it says, welcome to Vaccine Connector. Okay? And what's interesting to note is the way they sold it to me on my social platform on my phone, it just popped up, Minnesota COVID Vaccine Connector, and then it showed a picture of a wedding and some friends at a bar having a good time, and it says, you want to go back to having a normal wedding? Do you want to go back to having fun with your friends? Well, the sooner you get vaccinated, the sooner you can have your freedoms back, is what they're saying. Are you listening to what's going on here, America? Because this is tyranny at its worst. It really is. Call it soft tyranny, call it whatever you want to do. But the fact of the matter is, if anybody was paying attention just yesterday's show, during one of the breaks, did you hear them say that about 58% of the American people have been vaccinated? I can tell you that is completely incorrect. And remember what I told you, they're going to use the Saul Alinsky tactic, and what is it? Cause the enemy, that's you and me, to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. They want to get to the point where on 4th of July, it probably happened on the 3rd of July, where Mr. Treason himself, Joe Biden, who's allowed to sit in the people's White House by 300 million people in this country today. He'll come in on July 2nd or July 3rd, and he will tell you, and it's a complete lie, right? Proverbs 19:9. He will tell you that 200 million people have been vaccinated. And what is their message to you, which is completely untrue, by the way, but what's their message to you? Hey, everybody else got it, now you need to get it. This is why they're talking about how they need 70% of the people to get vaccinated. The reason they want to do that is they want to single out the people that will not get vaccinated. The truth of the matter is 60% of frontline workers, a great percentage of those in the military, folks, it goes all across the boards, are saying no to the vaccination, but are they stopping? Absolutely not. They're illegally pushing forward regardless. And look at this. The Minnesota COVID-19 Vaccine Connector is a tool that helps Minnesotans find out when, where, and how to get a vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine. I didn't know anybody that was asking. And the numbers just don't jive with what they're selling you once again. But what would you expect, friends, from a minion from hell? John 8:44. Exactly what you're getting. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. No guests today. If you want to call in, weigh in, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933, folks. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Regardless of the facts, they are illegally pushing forward their agenda. Now, I'm going to show you some audio. And video, I'm sorry, I'm going to play some audio and I'm going to show you some video. I'll do the narration, of course. But this is a guy, just to show you, so this will encourage all those that are not going along. At least there's a lot more of us than they pretend to be. In other words, they're walking around with masks, but they claim on the phone or online or on social media platforms that they would never wear a mask, but yet they go to the gas station, they wear a mask. Well, guess what? There's a lot of us that are not going along. There's a lot of us that have never went along because we are not going to allow them to handle us illegally. As I said earlier, Department of Health in Minnesota is offering your rights back. We talked a little bit about that before. My rights come from God. They do not come from the state. They work for me. I do not work for them. They have it completely backwards. And the only ones that are going to adjust this and turn the world right side up is the Christians in this country by the power of the Holy Ghost. Period. Okay. You're not going to do it without him. You can just rest assured. The first step is Acts 20, verse 21 and Matthew 3, 2. They coincide. Check them out. You'll understand. But what I want to do is I want to go to California, into Escondido, California. I have a friend out there that just retired that was a sergeant of that police force, by the way. But what you're going to see, and I only can play so much of it because he uses some vulgarities, and I'm not going to have that on the radio, okay? But when we go into California, you're going to see an unmasked man who wants to buy gas but is refused. I want you to listen to what he has to say, not only to the store clerk. I guess that's the new model, right, friends? Attack your customers. I mean, what do they have to lose? They're just getting paid, what, $12 an hour. They don't care if you come back or not, but I guarantee you the owner of that business would, and they probably wouldn't support this kind of behavior coming from their little clerks. But this clerk wanted to go ahead and test her tinfoil, and it's exactly what she did, to the point where the cops were called. They come in, and I want you to listen to this guy school the police officers, okay? So let's go ahead and play this so you can see and hear for yourself.
I'm not. They just don't like it that I'm not leaving. I have $20. I just want gas on this pump out here. That's all I
They're
want.
They're going to refuse you service.
Which is against the law.
For what reason?
California Civil Code 51B.
And what is your exemption for it?
I have asthma. I don't wear masks.
Okay, do you know that the governor has taken away that exemption?
The governor's mandate has been ruled unconstitutional in Sutter case.
He's telling the truth.
Are you aware
they
of that?
They still have the right to refuse service?
No, they don't.
You to leave their property.
No, they're a public accommodation. They don't have the right to discriminate against me.
They're not discriminating.
They are. They're not allowing me to buy gas.
Because you're not wearing your mask.
Which is against the law to order me to do so. It's unconstitutional, and you should know that.
And they have the right to refuse service?
They do not. They're a public accommodation.
This guy's educated, friends.
Seems like, than you guys are.
Okay.
Which is usually the case.
Where did you get your degree?
I don't need a degree. I can study the law.
Okay.
You don't need a degree to understand what's written in the law. And I can read a civil code, which is very...
The cop should know the law, but he doesn't know the law. I'll tell you what he's been paying attention to is the mainstream media and not taking the time to know the law that he should be enforcing. That's exactly what they are.
Discriminating against me, and then you're also going to
like a bunch of Gestapo
to break the law to try to force me to leave a public accommodation, which should be granting me access to gas, which is...
Do you see what's happening, friends?
To the public.
We're being laughed at by the powers that are tolerated.
No.
They mean to wedge and drive us against each other. And it's exactly what some ignorant people are doing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. They're unlawfully trying to make me leave. And you should know that if you knew the law.
And you are now affecting their business because three customers have been turned.
They are affecting their own business by discriminating against me. No, I'm not. I'm standing up for my constitutional rights, which you are trying to violate.
That's
and
right.
They already have.
Do you see what's happening here, friends? No mention of law.
There's no reason for
it. It's just public opinion.
I come here every week.
Bunch of useful idiots.
This guy's helped me before. He hasn't given me a hard time. I tell him I have a valid medical
police officer that doesn't know the law. Good job, dude.
I fill up. I come back and get changed.
There's the one out of every 10.
Decides to be a tyrant and call the cops and try to have you guys force me out of here, which is against the law. This is a public accommodation. California Civil Code 51.
See, he's educating the police here, friends.
To come in here without a mask, according,
right.
And also
there's
the Constitution.
Civil Code, and you can go try to sue them if you want. But right now, you need to.
Yep. See what he's doing?
They need to take my money and give me gas.
He's circumventing the law. That's the police officer's purpose, friends. That's how stupid this is getting.
But right now, it's time for you to leave. At this point, you are obstructing their business.
No, I'm not.
He doesn't leave, by the way. He holds his ground. It gets to the point, friends, just so I can bring you to the consummation here, is the fact that the cop... at one point understands, and if you can see on social media platforms, this guy is literally educating this police officer. And just for the record, we do it here all the time too. Someone says something stupid like this, that's all we do is say, show us the law. Why? Because the burden of proof is on them. What do you see, friends? This police officer parroting what the governor said, which is unconstitutional. Later on in this conversation, the guy tells the police officer the Supreme Court stood up and pulled the rug from Gavin Newsom's unconstitutional edicts. The cop didn't even know that. Why? Because he's not upholding the Constitution. He's upholding public opinion according to who? Those that mean to wield control over the people. This guy stayed there. Got to the point where, again, when you look at the police officer's face, you can see he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just trying to use his badge to unlawfully get this guy to comply to lawlessness the way that he's trying to enforce the acts of tyranny. Okay, what happens? At the end, the police officer offers to give the guy the $20 just to pay his gas to get him out of there. So he finally does. But everything this guy is saying, friends, is exactly right on the money. This is completely upside down as to what's taking place here in this country. Friends, in this particular situation, listen to me carefully. The burden of proof is on the governors. The problem that you're having today is the useful idiots are not asking real questions. They're not asking the governor to show them the law. Produce the law that backs you up in your unconstitutional edicts. They cannot do it. And let me tell you, after 13 months in the state of Minnesota, the question has never been proposed publicly. We know that in my particular state, the governor is circumventing all the said representatives. In other words, acting in overreaching outside of his scope of authority. And because the American people don't know the difference, they're just going along. And guess who's banking on your ignorance, America? The powers that are tolerated, because they want more control over you. You know, as they say, make yourself sheep. And let me say it this way, not the way Ben said it, Ben Franklin, make yourself sheep. The wolves are devouring. And it's exactly what they're doing because of the ignorance of the people, which brings me back to Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. If you don't want to take the time to know what the law says, then don't be surprised as to how they continuously wield your chains to further enslave you and your children. Because this is all one aim. The end aim has always been, let's create another crisis, let's drive them to our vaccinations, and let Bill Gates set the narrative who wants to depopulate the planet. Call me what you will, but prove me wrong. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to bring you back to a piece that has just been done concerning a woman that was suspended for telling the school to put a mask on a child is endangering the child's life. This is how far this is going. And what are we talking about right now, friends? Regardless of facts, they're still pushing forth their agenda. And who are they using? They're not using the law. They're using the Department of Health. They're using the WHO. They're using the CDC. Do you understand how dangerous this is becoming? Reference to law impedes the way to the destroyers. That's why you must know the law. And remember, Americans, you are the law. I'm going to play that piece when we come back. I'm also here to let you know, friends, as this was recently given, the CDC, statistically, listen to me carefully, this is new information. As many people have died from COVID-19 vaccines as all vaccines in the last 20 years combined. Did you hear what I said? As many people have died from COVID-19 vaccines, just like the Spanish flu, the only people that died from the Spanish flu, friends, were those that were vaccinated in 1918. But as many people have died from COVID-19 vaccines as all vaccines in the last 20 years combined. I'm just trying to wake you up, friends. That is my job. Ephesians 5:11. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says his administration is keeping a close eye on the escalating violence between Israel and the Palestinians.
There has not been a significant overreaction.
Biden telling reporters the U.S. diplomatic community is fully involved in efforts to encourage a de-escalation of the violence.
The question is how we get to a point where they get to a point where there is a significant reduction in the attacks.
Biden also speaking to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this week. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention releasing new guidelines saying fully vaccinated people do not need to wear a mask or physically distance during outdoor or indoor activities, large or small. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. States are getting creative when it comes to enticing people to get vaccinated.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a unique incentive to get residents of his state vaccinated.
On May 26th, we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults, adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks, and the winner each Wednesday will receive $1 million.
DeWine says the Ohio Lottery will conduct the drawings, and they'll be paid for out of federal coronavirus relief funds. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's is raising hourly wages by 10% as the fast food chain moves to hire 10,000 workers in the United States. Entry-level employees at company-owned locations will make around $11 to $17 per hour. Some shift managers can make up to $20 an hour. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Well, we're sticking to the topic that is assailing the American people and their God-given rights in hopes that someone will wake up to what's going on and be that one person that needs to stand their ground in their particular area to push this stuff back. Friends, because this is absolutely ridiculous. Did you hear this? DeWine is criminal in Ohio. A lottery? No, it's not a lottery, friends, where you can win $1 million. It's Russian roulette. Pay attention to the facts here. You're seeing all the globalists in the United States. You're seeing who they are by what they're going along with. Isaiah 28, verse 18. That's what they're doing. Jeremiah 11, 9. It's exactly what's happening. Hey, folks, it's not like the Lord hasn't shown us who the bad guys are, because we see them. They're trying to bribe you now into taking vaccinations. Did you hear what the CDC said? Again? CDC just said that if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. If you're a first-time listener, let me say it again. If you're not, and I need to drive this into your head and your heart by the Holy Ghost, then so be it. Where did the CDC derive that authority? Why is the media putting the microphone up to the CDC, the WHO, to Anthony Fauci? Has anybody seen any opposition to this narrative over the last 13, 14 months on the mainstream media? Didn't think so. And if you do, then you're called an anti-vaxxer and you're a conspiracy theorist, right? Let me go over to this really quick, and I want to show you some video again and some audio, play some audio for you. I just highlighted the fact that CDC, from their own statistics, friends, again, big tech will call you a liar for giving you the CDC's information. How does that work? It doesn't. As many people have died from COVID-19 vaccines, all is all vaccines in the last 20 years. It says there have been nearly as many deaths from complications following inoculation with the so-called COVID-19 vaccines as there have been for all previous vaccines total since January 1st, 2001. Okay. In fact, the data 5 days old, so the gap, which was at 4 on May 3rd, has almost certainly been bridged. According to the CDC, their website, they're corrupt, remember that. So is the FDA, and so are those that are selling you the virus, that are selling you the vaccination. Now, according to the CDC, now this is, they're doing exactly what I told you that they were going to do. They're doing exactly what I told you that they were going to do. Remember a week and a half ago, 66 million people got vaccinated? And do you remember then all of a sudden it came out, and I'm on top of my game here, friends, and then all of a sudden 100 million people were vaccinated, right? And then all of a sudden they came back and they said 77 million were vaccinated? It's confusion by design. Folks, the recompense is falling back on the heads of the people that aren't paying attention to the Word of God. Okay? Daniel 9:7. Now, here's my other point. Now they're telling you, according to the CDC, this is brand new information, over 245 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines were administered in the United States from December 14th, 2020 through May 3rd, 2021. The only reason they're saying that is because they want everybody to feel isolated. They want them to feel that they're being singled out. This is what Nazis do, friends. Okay? But again, I am telling you firsthand that what they're telling you is not true in any sense of the word. I'm running into more people. I think I've ran into probably two or three people, literally, since this whole pandemic, that have told me that they've gotten the pandemic, or I'm sorry, the vaccine, as they're buying and drinking in this pandemic. Three people. Folks, I have more friends than I know what to do with across the country. I'm nationally connected with people all over the country. Their numbers are just not true. Okay? During this time, Vayers received 4,178 reports of death. I just highlighted this just the other day. It's an updated stat, is what it is. 4,178 people, that's 0.0017% among people who received the COVID vaccine. The CDC and FDA physicians review each case report of death as soon as notified, and CDC requests medical records to further assess reports. Okay, so again, just to show you, friends, with them kind of stats, how come no one's calling through the mainstream media to put a stop to all of this? Nope. They called up their buddies, right, in this organized criminal conspiracy, because that's exactly what it is. It's interesting they had to call up the FDA to come in and put a stamp of approval on the next move to basically give the green light on vaccinations, all the while omitting all the information that we're showing you right now. Oh, and by the way, on May 21st, we're going to have Dr. Tenpenny with us on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com to tell you what so few are willing to tell you. They're telling you what you need to hear rather than what it is that you want to hear. I got Dave calling in from New York. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hello. Yes, Bradley. Thanks for Pastor Artur's interview yesterday. And the fellow you had on was very interesting, talking about the mask wearing at the gas station. Now, I know someone who said they have three friends who got the vaccine and they died. And my experience is there's a number of people out here who got the vaccine in my general public, people I talk to. Your friends are not of that persuasion, I suspect. Now, there's...
Don't assume with me, Dave. Don't assume with me, okay? Go ahead.
All right. Yes. Very good point. There is a Yolandi Norris Clark on BitChute. She's talking about shedding the kill shot. Now, this lady is a midwife. She's a nurse. And she's a naturopath and has a bent towards... towards some different ideas than you may, but she is giving many accounts very eloquently of people having damage due to shedding, apparently, all kinds of women, all kinds of problems, and she's right in the thick of it. I don't know how big this is as a percentage wise, but it's very significant. And secondly, when I use that 4178 number with people, with some people, they look at the death statistics and they say, listen, 233,000 people die a month in the U.S. How can we know that these people are dying from the vaccine? And I think that is a very good point. How do we connect that? And that's a good point for Dr. Tenpenny or Dr. Jensen. I think we can look at the method by which they die, and we find out there's lots of blood clots, and it's all totally consistent with the spike protein, et cetera. But that is a real problem, trying to convince people out of their mindset when they challenge that relatively small number.
Okay.
Do you see that? Do you see that logic that they're having?
Yeah. Okay, I'm kind of unclear as to the point that you're trying to make. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but what's the point that you're being very vague? Let's put it that way. What is the point that you're trying to make, Dave?
We don't have proof that that people are dying in any greater percentage from this vaccine than others.
You know what? Here, let's do this. Let's do this, Dave. Why don't you prove the vaccination? Okay. Prove what's in the vaccination. Prove the virus. James Coates is a pastor out in Canada right now. That's being accused of everything, endangering his people, so on and so forth, for not wearing masks, for not getting vaccinated. And James Coates, the one that's under fire by the tyrant in Canada, the effeminate Allah worshiper, it's interesting that James Coates just simply asked the government to prove in court to legitimize the virus called COVID-19. Let's start there before we start talking about the branches on the tree, okay? The virus can't be proven to the...
That sounds like the PSYOP to me. The PSYOP, they run you both ways, Bradley. There's tons of scientific evidence for all of this. And
where is it coming from? I mean, hey, Dave, I got a question for you. How many times and how many shows have I produced from doctors, from Dr. Martin, from Tenpenny, from Dr. Jensen, the list goes on, and you're still froward with what the facts are? Now, listen, this is what I would say. If I take a six shooter and I put a bullet in it and I aim it at my head and I play Russian roulette the way that the politicians want you to play Russian roulette with this vaccination, and all of a sudden the bullet lands right in where the hammer's going to drop, and all of a sudden it kills me, what do I do? I suspect what may have happened? Do I acknowledge what happened? Because when I'm hearing you say, it sounds like a lot of the mainstream media, you've been parroting and drinking in the Kool-Aid that they've been selling you, Dave, because the fact of the matter is, if I shoot myself, you've been doing it since this conversation. I bet that you're of that persuasion. I bet you're this, and I bet you're that. Well, listen, I'm just laying it out for you. If I put a gun in a six shooter and I end up killing myself with it, just like people taking vaccinations today, and they die, should we suspect that they died from something else outside of the obvious here, Dave? Because that's what's happening.
I certainly get that, but other people don't, is my point. And the other point is, none of these doctors are saying that the virus SARS-CoV-2 doesn't exist.
Oh, I've heard them. I just got one today. I just got one today. And the fact of the matter is, people are asking for proof, and they're riding roughshod over the voice of the people, and they're doing it today. That's what this show's about. Okay? Here, I have right in front of me right now, Dave. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put it up on social media platforms for my friends to see it. 57-year-old Syracuse man mocks anti-vaxxers, dead 7 days after Johnson & Johnson shot. What did he die from? I'm curious.
I don't know his history at all. Probably blood clots, most likely. Right?
Okay, and where do you think those blood clots came from?
I don't know that he died from blood clots, Bradley. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
I'm
giving you stats.
You're causing problems.
I'm giving you the stats here. What about the 16-year-old kid? She gets her vaccination. She's dead in Wisconsin. What about the boy in Conyers High School, 17 years old? His mom's on TV crying, saying he was totally fine until he got his vaccination.
Right.
Now he's developing blood clots. What should we suspect? Who is responsible for that?
It's totally foolish to be vaccinating people who aren't going to have any chance of dying from it in the first place.
Well, I don't think we should be taking vaccinations anyways. Thank you for the call, Dave. I totally appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We got some more calls coming up on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Yeah, hey, here you go. I got an answer for Dave in New York. It's interesting. Tim Brown just posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Eric Clapton, we all know him, right? The second-rate guitar player, the hippie, you know, the famous for the song Cocaine. Remember that guy? Yeah. Eric Clapton, following experimental COVID jab, I should have never gone near the needle. Well, I wonder why he would say something like that. Isn't that crazy? I want to show my friends on social media platforms something really quick, just to show you how controlled the narrative is on our controlled social media platform called Facebook. Look at this. Attach, if you can look to the right on the page right now, it has me live, and then if you look to the right, it says attach COVID-19 vaccine information. This is all being driven from big tech companies. Hey, folks, this is all to bring about public opinion in hopes that you'll forget about the law. That's what this is all about. And what's working is the ignorance of the people that are allowing it to happen. Some people are even losing their jobs or they're being suspended. I'm going to play that for you right now. I got a couple calls. Hold on for me. I'm going to get to you in just a moment. If you want to call in, now's the time to do it. Please do. Okay, we got about 9 minutes left. 1-866-582-9933. I'll take a couple more calls. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want you to see is this report done by today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, I'm going to do a little bit of a show on that tomorrow. I'm going to show you Sean Hannity pretending with Bruce Jenner as if he was talking to a woman. I'm going to show you why there is no such thing as the right. And if you have a right in the sense of Fox News and Sean Hannity and other modern-day conservatives, if that's the best that you have, again, understand why you're in trouble. Because if they were doing their job, we wouldn't have a left. But it shows you that they actually work for their sponsors, the Golden Calf. They don't work for the people. They could care less. That's why they're getting paid $20 million, friends, a year, some of them. But what I want to do is I want to go to this Fox News report, and I want you to see this. Because this is a teacher. Just, you know what? I'll just let them go ahead and say what they want to say here. Check this out, friends.
Mask up or get out. And that's what one New Jersey school district told their school nurse after suspending her for saying masks were harming students and refusing to wear one herself. That suspended school nurse, Erin Pine, joins us now. Erin, what brought you to this point?
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me on. Well, I was witnessing children being harmed by these masks on a multifactorial level. So I decided to make a stand. I let my supervisor know about my concerns, and they weren't appreciated.
They weren't appreciated. You said there's an enormous increase of complaints of headaches, stomach aches, all related to the masks. Kids are saying they have shortness of breath. You also point out that one kid came up, threw up in the mask, said, I'm not sick. It's from the
mask.
So
our kids are...
So when you try to explain that, you've been an RN for 13 years.
Suffering the consequence of ignorant adults.
What do the non-medical professionals at the school tell you?
They just bluntly told me we are going to be following the mandates put in place by Governor Murphy, and that includes wearing masks. And I let them know that as a nurse, I don't feel comfortable enforcing something that I can see and know that is harming somebody.
Good job.
Just heartbreaking. This is, you know, first graders that come in and are having this severe anxiety that, you know, kindergartners are not able to understand what their friends are saying or doing because they can't see their facial expressions.
And, you know this, Erin, as a nurse. They're under no danger, almost 0% danger from this virus, from transferring it or getting it. And the psychological effect of wearing it all day, the rashes
they
get, and the sense of they shut up during the day, they don't talk at all, which is extremely unhealthy. So you're suspended without pay. Real quick, are you going to sue?
I would.
My employment status is still up in the air, so I'm not sure yet. We're going to find out on the 10th. So I'll go a step after that when I figure that out.
Yep, you have to. You can't let these criminals do what they do and get away with it, friends. Pastor Artur Pavlovsky was one that said, listen, let them go ahead and be as bad as they want to be because I'm coming after them. I am lawyering up right now, and we are going to sue them for what they are doing against us. That's exactly what needs to happen in this country because if you fail to do that, friends, again, you're adding strength to tyranny. Justice guards our liberty. Don't let it go. You can't let it go. Okay, so we have a school nurse that's in trouble for doing the right thing, right? do you see how backwards this is becoming because people are allowing it to go this far? Instead of just standing up and saying enough is enough, nope, now the kids get to suffer because of the ignorance of the parents. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I want you to see this again, just to further solidify the point. If you can look up on Google, they're literally, what do I say? These are disappearing little by little. They don't want you to see this because it doesn't fit the narrative. But if you look on Google right now, you'll see on the back of the box, it says, warning, okay? It says that these do not provide protection against COVID-19. They do not prevent disease or viruses from COVID-19. Then why on God's green earth are you wearing one? Furthermore, taking it a step back, laying the axe to the root of the tree, the burden of proof falls upon your said representatives again to prove that they have the authority to implement this in the first place. By the way, they do not have it, but yet we got enough useful idiots, not just in the media, not just politicians, but people that are pretending to go along to get along. You're undoing yourself, let me tell you, to say the least. We got Dan calling in from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, Dan?
Hey, Bradley, how you doing? Hey, I shared that R-Tour story last week, and I got suspended 30 days on Facebook. I mean, just typical BS censorship. But I wanted to talk about the last caller you had. He was talking about the burden of proof on the vaccinated dying. Where is the burden of proof on the people dying from COVID at? Because they can't even prove the virus exists.
Exactly.
We've got so-called 500,000 deaths from this virus. Mike DeWine has no authority. I don't know where he derived this authority to pay out $1 million of my taxpayer money.
That's right.
To hand out to promote Big Pharma.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'm going to say is, you know, the thing that frustrates me the most is the lazy, apathetic Americans that are just will not stand up, and they will not stand up protect the future of the young, because they're like, well, you know, it's just a mask. And, you know, I mean, I see people I work with that, you know, they'll be wearing the mask even after the mandate lifts. Oh, and by the way, the mandate lifts in Ohio on the 2nd. So obviously the virus is alive until the 1st, and then he lifts it. But these people are calling DeWine a hero. He's a criminal.
Oh, he's a total criminal.
These people, because they're lifting now, does not make them good people. They're criminal.
Yeah. Well, notice how they kept kicking it down the road, the can down the road concerning this virus, because what they're doing is they're wielding more control over the people. They want to see who's going to pretend with them, who's going to yield to them, who's going to give their homage to them. And I'll tell you what, this is the judgment of God, because it's now that they've crossed over and the Lord is seeing, okay, these are the goats, these are the sheep, everybody's going to see them for who they are. Now here comes the wave of judgment, and you can rest assured, my friend, it is coming, because what these doctors are saying across the boards, those that are not paying attention to these warnings, you can rest assured it's going to fall back on your own pate. And it's exactly what's going to happen. I mean, you can only warn people so much, Dan, before you got to step back and say, okay, your fate's in your own hand, because you don't want to listen to anything that we have to say when it's in the contrast concerning the narrative coming from the people that you say you don't believe. That's just what it comes down to.
Yeah. And it blows my mind. I work with people, and, you know, I sit at the front door and check people in, so at least I'm making money off the hoax. But I have Tim Brown on the morning show, and I have a few people that say, would you turn that conspiracy garbage off?
Yeah.
No wonder you
yep.
think like you do.
Yeah.
And I said, well, where do you get your information? And they're like, well, the news. I said, last year you were calling that fake news.
That's right.
Now you believe it?
That's right.
God bless you, Bradley.
Thank you, Dan.
Have a great day, and thank you for everything you do, brother.
Yeah, thank you for taking a stand. I really appreciate it, man. I'm telling you what, there's people like Dan all over the country. And that's why we open up the lines here. We got another call coming in, and I will just, while I'm waiting for that, friends, I want to show you again, we have another 45-year-old father of two dead following experimental COVID injection. This is the information they're omitting from the American people, okay? This is all the information that they're omitting. Look at this beautiful family. 10 days later, after he's taken the vaccination, the experimental vaccination, he's dead. He's dead. Look at that. Look at the children. Look at the little boy. Look at the little girl. Now they don't have a daddy. We got Captain Carl calling in from Utah. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? You got about 30 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
Okay. Hi, Bradley. This is Captain Carl. I'm in Utah right now. And I just wanted to talk about, did you see the other day when Dr. Fauci was lying before Rand Paul regarding gain of function that his organization is sponsoring in NIH and all these other
yeah,
lies?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, now I just want to bring the light
Captain,
to your,
Captain
to your...
Carl, can I get you to call in tomorrow, because we are out of time, my friend. Thank you for the phone call. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.